Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio lesson, I'll talk about the Kokni school of poetry. Though you can pronounce this either way, either Kokni or Kokni, you know, it doesn't matter. You should just know the spelling, which is C-O-C-K-N-E-Y. Now, just like the lake poets or the term lake poets, which was used in a disapproving manner, even this term, the Kokni school of poetry, was used in a disapproving manner. And this term first appeared in the Blackwood's magazine in 1817. But who were the writers that were categorized under this school of poetry? First, it was John Keats, then Leigh Hunt, then P.B. Shelley, then William Hazlitt. And in particular, Leigh Hunt was a favorite target, you know, of the various articles that came against this Kokni school of poetry. And what was common in these four poets was that they were either Londoners or from London by birth or by adoption. This was one common feature in these four poets. And the articles that were written in this journal were written by a person called John Gibson Lockhart. Okay, John Gibson Lockhart. And Lockhart is famous as a critic, as a novelist, as a biographer, and he's best known for his work Life of Sir Walter Scott. Okay, this is a biography that he wrote about Sir Walter Scott. That's why he's famous. And another interesting thing about Lockhart is that though he criticized John Keats, Leigh Hunt, P.B. Shelley and Hazlitt, no, he praised William Wordsworth and also Coleridge and also Lord Byron for their works. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names who are included in the Kokni school of poetry and also who wrote the abusive articles or disapproving articles about these four. Okay, it was John Gibson Lockhart, and the four names are, you know, who are included in the Kokni school of poetry are Keats, Leigh Hunt, then Shelley, then Hazlitt.